Britain throws a smashing party to celebrate Elizabeth II's 70 years as Queen. Hi there, I'm Jeff, and you're listening to Plain English, where we help you upgrade your English with current events and trending topics. This is lesson number 478. JR is the producer, and he has uploaded this full lesson to plainenglish.com/478. On today's lesson, Elizabeth II became queen in February 1952 when she was just 25 years old. She is the longest reigning monarch in the over 1,000-year history of the United Kingdom. And this year, the UK threw her an epic party to celebrate her 70 years as the leader of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. In the second half of today's lesson, I'll show you what it means to look down on something, and we have a quote of the week. Let's get going. Queen Elizabeth II has been the monarch of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland for 70 years. She is also the head of state for a handful of other countries like Canada and Australia, and she leads the Commonwealth, a group mostly of former British colonies. 14 prime ministers have served her, and she has met 4 popes and 13 American presidents. Fully 87% of British citizens have lived under no other monarch. This year's celebration is not just a celebration of a round number, though it certainly is that. But this is also likely to be the 96-year-old Queen's last big public celebration. Though she did make several appearances, she is limited in her mobility and has already begun to transfer some of her official duties to her son, Prince Charles. But for one weekend, all eyes were on the spectacle, and Britain knows how to throw an ostentatious party. The Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations kicked off on Thursday, June 2nd, with the Trooping the Colour Parade, a 260-year-old tradition to celebrate the monarch's birthday. The Queen traditionally participates in the parade, and she has even ridden a horse in the parade before. But this year, owing to her health, she instead watched from the balcony of Buckingham Palace. The balcony looks down on the Mall, a long street that connects the palace to Trafalgar Square. This year, 1,200 soldiers, 240 horses, and 400 musicians made their way down the Mall toward Buckingham Palace, where they saluted the Queen. From high above, the Queen then inspected the troops, all of them dressed in their bright red ceremonial uniforms and bearskin hats. In this first appearance, at about 11 in the morning, the Queen was accompanied by her cousin, the Duke of Kent, one of the only living royals of her own generation. Hours later, the Queen appeared again to greet the cheering crowd. This time, she was flanked by her entire extended family of working royals, the family members who actively work in public service. The Queen was wearing a soft blue dress and matching hat. She used a cane as she walked out onto the balcony. The next three people in the line of succession were all with her. Her son, the 73-year-old Prince Charles, the Queen's grandson, Prince William, and his eldest son, the 8-year-old Prince George. All together, four generations lined up to greet the cheering crowds below. Young Prince George managed to grab the attention for a moment when he covered his ears and complained about the noise as 70 Air Force jets roared overhead, marking the end of the parade. Thursday was the exuberant celebration and display of patriotism, but Friday was much more solemn. The highlight was a religious service of Thanksgiving at London's famous St. Paul's Cathedral. The service included readings, prayers, and hymns on the topic of public service. The Queen intended to participate. However, after the first day, her office revealed a statement saying she experienced some discomfort during Thursday's parade and could not appear at the cathedral. She watched the service on television. On Saturday, Buckingham Palace threw a Platinum Jubilee concert and party in her honor, where a who's who of celebrities came to pay tribute to her 7 decades on the throne. The party featured performances from Elton John, George Ezra, Duran Duran, Alicia Keys, and Rod Stewart. The Queen could not attend herself, but she recorded a video of herself having tea with Paddington Bear, a character from children's literature. Among the 22,000 people in attendance were 10,000 lucky citizens who won tickets in a lottery, and 5,000 frontline workers. The party was broadcast live on the BBC. British workers were given 2 days off for the occasion, and people all over the UK found ways to celebrate. In addition to Thursday's parade, British citizens also attended special Jubilee brunches on Sunday. Big cities and small towns throughout the UK and the Commonwealth lit beacons of light on Thursday to celebrate the Jubilee. Many hosted their own small parades, festivals, and parties. Hundreds of town criers also marked the occasion. Town criers are a throwback to an age before mass media. One appointed person would verbally announce the news and gossip to the town. Today, the post is entirely ceremonial, but 200 volunteer town criers across Britain read a Jubilee proclamation aloud in their town squares. They know how to throw a good patriotic party in Britain, that's for sure. The Queen is 96 years old, 70 years she has been the monarch. She hasn't appeared much in public lately. Since the start of the pandemic, she has been living in Windsor Castle outside of London and has limited her public appearances. She even contracted COVID-19 in February, but she herself has said she has to be seen to be believed. Today's expression is look down on. And to be honest, the way I'm going to use it is the literal way of using this phrase, but it's not the most common way to use it. But even though this isn't the most common way to use look down on, it's still good to learn it, and it's not intuitive. The word look is usually something a person does. I can look at you, I can look at a painting, I can look at my notes, I can look up in the sky, and I can look down at my feet. But when we say look down on, at least in this case, we're not talking about a person. Instead, we're talking about a place that's high above something else. In today's lesson, I was talking about the balcony at Buckingham Palace, and I said the balcony looks down on the mall. Now, the balcony obviously doesn't have eyes, but a person standing on the balcony could look down and see the mall. Now, I realize that this doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but nevertheless, we say the balcony looks down on the mall. And by that, we mean a person standing on the balcony would see the mall if that person looked down. Here in Chicago, we used to have a really ugly set of railroad tracks that went straight through a pretty central part of downtown. And we had these very tall office buildings right by those train tracks. Now, those buildings looked down on this ugly set of train tracks right in the middle of the city. Now, obviously, the buildings don't look anywhere, but the people in those buildings, if they looked out the window, would have seen the ugly train tracks far below. But then the city started one of the biggest public infrastructure projects in our history. That was the construction of Millennium Park. The city covered those tracks and built a beautiful public park on top of the train tracks. If you've ever been here and taken a picture at the Bean or attended an outdoor concert or skated on our ice rinks, then you've been to Millennium Park. Well, now those same office buildings nearby all look down on a beautiful park. So just remember that the place has to be high and something else has to be low. And the key is that a person has to be able to go to the high place. You can't use look down on to describe a high place if a person can't go up there. For example, you can't say that a tall radio broadcast tower looks down on anything because a person can't go to the top. If you live in an apartment on the second floor or higher, you can say that your apartment looks down on something. Your place could look down on a garden. JR once lived in an apartment that looked down on a swimming pool. But most of us apartment dwellers just look down on the street. Big cities usually have tall towers you can climb. If you're in Mexico City, you might have had the privilege to climb the tall angel statue, which looks down on Reforma. In Paris, the Eiffel Tower looks down on the Champs de Mars. You can also use this term in nature. If you go for a long hike up a mountain, you could say that the mountain peak looks down on the valley below. Or maybe the mountain looks down on a lake or a river or just a lot of trees. In all these cases, we say a thing looks down on something below. How about a quote from Queen Elizabeth II herself today? Here's one from a 1957 radio broadcast. She said, "It has always been easy to hate and destroy. To build and to cherish is much more difficult." Indeed, that is true, and probably even more true today than when she made those comments over six decades ago. It has always been easy to hate and destroy. To build and to cherish is much more difficult. Well, that brings us to the end of today's audio lesson for Monday, June 20th, 2022. This was lesson number 478, so the fun continues at plainenglish.com/478. Hey, before Thursday's lesson, I want to ask you a question. How big do you think the biggest living plant on Earth is? And how old is it? Now, don't go racing to the internet to look it up. You don't need to research it or read anything. I will tell you everything you need to know about the topic on Thursday. Just think about it over the next few days. See how close you can come. How big is the biggest living plant in the world? And how old do you think it is? How many years did it have to grow to get that big? That's the topic coming up on Thursday. See you then.